see.
Hey, everybody.
Hey, welcome back to Can I Try Radio?
Can I Try Radio 101?
Point.
101.9. Hey, CITR 101.9.
We are here on
this is Radio Pizza Party.
Yes, it's Radio Pizza Party. Where are we broadcasting from?
So, the University of British Columbia, also known as the unceded territories of the Musqueam peoples. I am, of course...
Nobody's ever gone to school and be like, I'm going to UBC or the unceded territories of the Musqueam
people. I'm sure a few people have that feeling.
It's true, but I wouldn't tell my friends. I'd go to the unceded territories of the Musqueam people.
That'd be the first thing you say.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes. So I'm here. I am, of course, Tristan, the ashiest of Larrys. Is that me?
Ashy Larry. Yes.
Ashiest of Larrys, Tristan Wheeler. Yeah. And I am here with the surgiest of Lovejoys.
Hey, I'm Jack.
Jack.
That's me.
Jack Lamming.
Jack Lamming, if you must. If you're naughty.
If this is your first time ever listening to Radio Pizza Party, which I pray that it is,
New listeners, we love them.
I'm doing the Catholic thing right now.
doing the Catholic thing, I love it.
And so, if this is your first time, we pick a random topic, we discuss that with our guest, and we kind of have games, we have little segments, all sorts of fun things. And today, our guest is.
By popular demand,
we've gotten calls upon calls for this gentleman.
Why don't you introduce yourself?
My name is Miko Benrimo. I am a random ass student here at UBC.
You're an ass student?
Your ass is random.
clearly, I had to make time in my very, very busy schedule for this.
We pronounce it schedule on the show.
Or schedule.
Oh, schedule, yes.
Schedule or schedule.
My very busy schedule.
Thank
shedule-y,
you.
Yes, thank you. We like that.
But I'm very glad to be here now. It looks like it's going to be loads and loads of fun.
Oh, it's going to be a lot of loads, that's for sure.
I know, but what have you got me into here, Jack?
Oh.
What do I have to expect of this?
What have you got you into?
So... You are a relatively last-minute replacement, but that's good. That means you are bam, 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 ready to go, right?
Zing,
pow. Yeah, sure. Why not? Let's just do your thing. It'll work out fine.
It'll be great. It's going to be amazing.
Yes.
I'm ready to go. Let's go.
So, Miko, you are a big fan of music. Would that be incorrect to say?
No, it's very correct to say. I love music.
Oh, good. Tristan, you got one right.
How many people do you think say, music? Not for me.
My brother's like that.
What?
My
Your brother
like
just
that.
Doesn't like music?
It's not like he doesn't like music. It's just that, like, He is, well, he's 25 years old, so he's 5 years older than I am. He is a doctor. He's a very, very busy person.
A doctor?
He is a doctor, yes.
Like a full-on?
No,
like
yes, he is a full-on medical doctor. I study Asian studies, and I'm not, I am a Jewish white kid from Montreal, so, you know, just
equal
seeing where my parents went right and wrong with us. But either way, he is kind of, he's a little nerdy. You know, I'm a little nerdy too, but the thing is that music never just grew on, it never grew on him.
Never got him, man.
I mean, for me, it's like I became a huge music geek. I love like collecting vinyls and everything. And for him, it just, I don't know, he's a big video game player, but like music just, it never stuck. I mean,
too bad we're on a music show because this
your,
is all
your brother exempted from this. Don't let him listen.
Oh, no. I mean, if you're out there, David, I love you. I mean, if
David, you know what? I hate you.
Yeah. Don't you listen to this. Please don't.
Turn it off right now, David.
No,
hey,
but the thing is that
Dr. Ben Remo, turn this off right now.
No David Zone here.
No
he wanted friends to call him, when he became a doctor, he wanted friends to call him Dr. D. And I was like,
like a high school teacher?
No, more like a porn actor. I'm like, you're a doctor. Come on. Really? It's because, I mean, the guy is 25, like I said, but his jokes, his humor and the way he dresses are that of a 45-year-old.
So like Tristan.
Hey. Kind of.
Hey. Hey,
I feel like what Tristan's wearing right now, the, you know, the floral shirt, the Joy Division t-shirt, the jeans, I feel that's what like when our generation becomes 40, that's what we're all going to be wearing.
I don't know if that's a slight or not.
I don't know if Joy Division shirts would be, but like Animal Collective, maybe Arcade Fire shirts.
Wilco t-shirt. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I have this theory that Arcade Fire is going to become dad rock.
It's totally on its way.
Yeah, because we're all...
Because it's starting to suck.
We're theoretically going to become dads at some point.
Not me.
If we all keep our testicles.
I'm jumping straight to grandfather.
If there is a woman out there who will actually, you know.
Call in right now.
Like, call in right now if you're actually able to live with me. But yeah, I don't think, so far nobody's been able to do that. But yeah, no, that's a good point. Like. RK Fire will probably become dad rock. I mean, Mac DeMarco is already basically dad rock.
Well,
it's the aesthetic it's braced.
Mac DeMarco is dad rock, like, embodied into the new generation.
Yeah, I just think it's more of, like, music that we're going to listen to for our whole lives, and then we're going to become dads.
And it's going to rock.
We getting stabbed by your kids?
Turn that off! No, son!
We're going to listen to it forever, and our kids will be like, Dad, seriously? Kendrick Lamar?
Dad, this doesn't rock.
This sucks.
This doesn't rock, Dad. Wait a minute. Dad, rock.
I got it. New term. Killing it.
Like, our children are going to find, instead of like finding your dad's old record stash like I did, our children are just going to find, like, our, not even MP3s, we're past that. They're going to find our old cell phones.
Our Spotify accounts.
No, they're gonna accidentally log onto our Spotify accounts. Like, whoa, what's this that my dad was listening to? Spotify, this is so cool.
Wait, the Arthur theme song 1,000 times?
a day?
Oh, God.
Interesting. Ziggy Marley does that one. So how about we go into a topic? We've talked a bit about music. This isn't a music show.
No, it isn't.
This is a talk show, so we have to talk.
It's a talk show about pizza and parties.
Radio Pizza Party.
Indeed.
You're getting more shock jock every show we get. Hey, what's the deal? Womp, womp, womp.
All right, so why don't we pick a topic? So the way you pick a topic is you pick a number between 1 and 11. Think about it for a moment, and I'll play this little song.
Little ditty.
Hey, Tristan. Hey, Jack. Let's pick a topic.
And that's that.
I thought this wasn't a music show.
Hmm?
I thought this was a music show.
You did?
Really? No, I thought this wasn't a music show. Played music.
We just played a beautiful.
Actually, that was just instruments arranged in order. I don't consider it music.
Oh, you're right. That's totally different. That's totally my bad. Tristan,
you're out of
Jack,
line.
My apologies.
Please.
That was talk.
Yeah.
He was like Michael Winslow. He
was just
all the
imitating
voices.
Notes.
Yeah.
I stepped over the line there. All right.
Yeah, thank you.
Between 1 and 11.
Ooh, let's choose. Six.
Okay.
What have we got for six?
Amusement parks
yes!
is our topic for the day.
This is going to get gross.
This is going to be amazing. Wait, if we talk about amusement parks, can we also talk about Roller Coaster Tycoon?
Oh, of course.
Oh, of anything to do with amusement parks, including virtual.
Anything amusing that happens in a park.
Oh.
I mean, me and Tristan, we could talk about it, but Jack, I'm not sure. I think some weird things have happened in parks.
It was amusing, though.
Weird. It's definitely amusing.
It was weird, but amusing.
It may have been amusing to you, but not to the general population.
Of course. Tristan, to start this off, can we Google the definition of amusement park, just so we know?
This is
Google.
We have a Google song. Google.
Google. Okay, so let me look at the Wikipedia. That's pretty good. That's an amusement park is a park that features various attractions, such as rides and games, as well as other events for entertainment purposes. Not, you know, to differentiate it from a theme park is a type of amusement park that bases its structure and attractions upon a central theme, often featuring multiple areas with different themes. So that's something to always consider. always to consider.
But the real question is, what happens when you have an amusement park or a theme park but with multiple themes?
Ooh, that's when you get Disneyland. There's no other things than Disneyland with multiple themes.
Disney.
Oh, that is one central thing.
I'm sorry.
All encompassing Disney.
What about Knott's Berry Farm? Have you ever been there?
Everything's berry themed. Excuse me. No, I've never been.
Wait, what's Knott's Berry Farm?
It's probably an amusement park. It's like 10 kilometers away from Disneyland.
Yeah. I think it's owned by Disney. It's a huge amusement park. They also have like a music venue.
It has a wooden roller coaster.
Yeah. Not like the Pianese wooden one. That one's way cooler.
Have
you guys ever ridden the wooden roller coaster at the PNE?
I have not ridden it here, but one of the largest wooden roller coasters in the country is actually back home for me in Montreal at La Ronde, and it's called the Monster, and it is a scary monstrosity.
I remember being
a scarestrosity.
Exactly.
The one at the PNE, you always ride as a kid if you grew up in the Lower Mainland, as I did. I grew up in the Upper Mainland in Whistler.
Very posh.
Ah, how posh.
People live there?
Pose of me in Whistler. In Whistler. I grew up, and you go when you're like 8 years old, and you get in this rickety old roller coaster, and they crank down the thing like, you know what a crank sounds like.
Yeah.
And it goes to about 3 inches above your thighs, like the bar, and then you go down the first hill, and you fully lift out of the seat, and you are about to like become a meat crayon onto the pavement, and then you level out and you're fine again.
Oh, man.
And that happens for everybody, and you all have to buy new pants the next day. It's the worst.
Because those wooden ones are always so old.
They're so old. Do you know the story behind the one in the PNE?
No.
It was built by 50 Norwegian shipbuilders in like 1904, and it's the oldest. It's the oldest wooden roller coaster in North America, which does not make it the best.
I don't. Those Norwegians knew what they were doing, man.
They did. It's still kicking.
Yeah, it's still going.
It's crazy.
Oh, the one back in Montreal, the Monster. Basically, with that one, the funniest thing is that, like, or the crappiest thing about it, really, is that no matter what, there's going to be this one point on the ride where your head is going to swing back and slam the metal bar. And every time I go on, every time I'm like, okay, you know what? I'm going to try and, like, beat this. I'm going to try and get it. And every time I fail miserably, and every time I need to get, like, ice because it's just painful.
So, yeah. Jack, you were saying it was built by Swedish...
Norwegian.
It was built by Norwegian shipbuilders.
Let's imagine it was Swedish. Would they sound...
Sam is still going, Tristan.
Well, it's turned on. would it sound a little like this?
Hey, what happened?
What was that from? Was that Swedish Chef?
That's a Swedish Chef. Or the Norwegian shipbuilder. They sound very similar.
That's a bit insensitive to people of Scandinavian descent, which is not me or you or Miko.
I do actually have Scandinavian in my blood. Have you guys ever been to Disneyland?
I have not.
Yes, when I was really young. Well, I mean, I have memories of it. This could be like something with like how Disney's everywhere in your life, but I'm pretty sure I've been to Disneyland. I mean, my parents listen to this sometimes, so they might be able to correct me. I think I've been to Disneyland.
If
anyway,
you hear
what
that,
about it?
The parents of Jack Lamming, if you hear this, please call in
please
and confirm that
me.
He's been to Disneyland.
Marjorie and Abe, hey, please give us a call.
Marge and Abe, can you please tell us?
We will accept Universal Studios. That is also acceptable. We will not accept Six Flags.
It may have been Universal. I know I've been to Six Flags. Well, I mean, and if you ever
count the flags,
I think it was in the southwestern United States. May have been New Mexico, or Arizona,
Mexico.
Can you look up where Six Flags locations are so I can like sort of triangulate where?
There's a lot.
There's a lot of googling this.
The one back in Montreal
is a Six Flags too. It became a Six Flags. It got progressively worse ever since it became a Six Flag. And everybody's like, oh my God, this is great. It's going to be super awesome. And then everybody's like, oh no, this is terrible. This is awful.
Okay, so, there's a lot. In terms of, I always thought
there were like 8 Six Flags.
Amusement parks.
Okay, calm down.
There is one in Queensbury, New York, Montreal, Quebec, Largo, Maryland,
represent.
Bahalo, California,
Montreal,
San Antonio, Texas, Jackson, New Jersey, Gurnee, Illinois, Valencia, California, Mexico City, Mexico, Aguilam, Massachusetts.
Massachusetts.
Oxtail, Georgia. Arlington, Texas. And Eureka! Missouri.
Eureka!
And then there's.
Eureka, Missouri?
Eureka, Missouri.
Why would you say Missouri smells bad? It's rude.
Eureka, Missouri.
Eureka.
This is the city of Eureka, California. There's Eureka. Why is it? Okay.
Well, maybe that's
so many people had good ideas to start towns.
Albert Einstein's hometown. No, both of them.
Oh, yeah. He's totally from Missouri. Totally from Missouri. But in the U.S., they're not original with their names for cities, and they use the same ones constantly.
Do you know how many Springfields there are? About a billion. Might as well call it a billion.
What about London, Ontario? They take up, you know, there's a little bit of inspiration there, if you ask me.
Oh, the true, yes.
I'd say it's more of a ripoff.
Oh!
Stop building those big clocks everywhere, London, Ontario. Thank you very much. No. Stop building those clocks.
Although I feel like if ever you end up in London, Ontario, then you're going to be wishing you're in the other London, because London, Ontario is a very, very...
beautiful.
Uneventful place.
Oh.
Have you been to London, Ontario?
I have not, although half my high school went to the University of Western Ontario.
You've ever been to London, England?
You mean
I've
you?
I've been to London.
Whoa!
Yeah. Don't want to go.
Is this an episode of Bob Dylan time?
And do you have this prepared?
This is an episode of Bob Dylan time.
Oh, I love this show.
I feel like this is going to be cool, but now we're just waiting for
this. Waiting for this, but I'm ready for it.
Here we go.
Jeez. Is this an episode of Bob Dylan
time?
We got another 3 seconds till this ad goes in. Bob Dylan. Hey, you're listening to Bob Dylan time.
Hey, this is my favorite show, Bob Dylan time.
This is Bob Dylan time.
What's your favorite Bob Dylan album?
Mine's Blood on the Tracks, because it makes me feel like I want to get hit by a train.
Miko.
I don't got a favorite album, but my favorite song always got to be Hurricane.
It's me, Bob Dylan.
Oh my God, Bob Dylan, it's you.
Oh my God, Bob Dylan, I saw you live like a month ago back in Montreal.
Yeah, remember you, Miko? You were my favorite spectator.
Wait, Bob, I gotta ask you a question. Why was you selling beanie hats for $40 in the hallway?
Because I'm always flicking
hallway,
mine.
A $40, he was flicking his beanie.
Oh God.
Well, that's been a good episode of Bob Dylan time. I think we should close up. Goodbye, Bob. That was so good to have Bob on the show.
Yeah,
it was amazing.
Bob Dylan?
I did actually see Bob Dylan.
I've heard that he's a good show, but he's nothing like what you're expecting.
No, I was actually a little bit disappointed.
Yeah, I heard he can be kind of disappointed
because
he
has a new album, and it's a perfectly fine new album, but like that's all he's playing almost, and so. He's just doing that. He's going song after song. Does not interact with the crowd at all. He's there. He plays an hour and a half straight, and that's all. And like when you walk outside, it's in a big arena, right? It's in the hot NHL arena, and he's just selling like hoodies for $50, $60, beanie hats for like $30 whatever, t-shirts. I'm like, this isn't Bob Dylan. This is like Drake is gonna do this, but Bob Dylan? Are you seriously? Come on.
Yeah, it's
more like lame Dylan.
Yeah, more like bobbing for apples, because that sounds like a much more fun, entertaining thing for me to do.
Oh, God.
Basically, yeah.
You got him. You should send that to Bob Dylan. He'll cry.
Bob, if you hear this, please don't hate me.
Bob Dylan, and hate Miko.
Yeah, Bob Dylan, do it. I know you're a listener. I know you're a big time listener.
I know. And if you hear, Mr. Dylan, if you are hearing this, please, next time you come, play Hurricane.
Gross. Play Hurricane.
All I want to hear is Hurricane before I die.
Did he not play Hurricane?
The man not play Hurricane.
What kind of his classics did he end up playing?
I think he played Blowing in the Wind, but that was it.
Jeez.
That's it?
Yeah.
Man, lame.
Yeah, like you have so many
good
songs.
It was all
songs,
new stuff.
Bob Dylan.
It was all new stuff. And mind you, the new stuff kind of sounds like the old stuff, but at this point, it's like, it's too many albums.
How long was the show?
It was an hour and a half straight. No intermission, just going constant.
I saw Kanye. At least he played Touch the Sky. Like, he played a lot of new stuff, which was really good. But
it's different. It's
different. Kanye. He hasn't been around for 40 years.
No, no, but Touch the Sky is...
It went off. It was
Vice
great.
Accepted one of my pitches once, and I got the email right as I was about to go on a bike ride across campus. And the second I saw that, I was like, oh my God, they took the pitch. I literally put on... I was listening to rap at that point. I was listening to Kanye. I was like, I put on Touch the Sky and just biked down Main Mall.
Yeah, it's great.
It was the greatest feeling ever.
You did something for Vice?
You wrote in a Vice article?
We did. It did not get published in the end, though.
Oh.
We had a little bit of problems at the end. It was right after the very questionable election occurred down south.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. But no, it was fine. We were interviewing Canadian conservatives about their thoughts about Trump, and...
I feel like that would have been a shoo-in for at least Vice Canada.
No, yeah, I know. It's because the interviews, we were like trying to coordinate with people from here and back in Montreal and whatnot, and it kind of fell apart because a lot of people like gave us interviews and said they didn't want to be interviewed anymore. And we're like, okay, well, great. And that was like the deadline. It happened like right around the deadline. So we're like, well, this all went to – it completely fell apart. I'm like, yeah. Whatever. Things happen.
Just be better.
just be a better journalist next time, maybe.
Well, next time, get the clip ready when you want to play it.
Oh! I have backup now.
I'm coming out swinging. I'm coming out swinging.
Should we go to a quick little
break? Yeah, why don't we go to a quick little break? This next song is the Cut Losses, correct? Yes.
Indeed, yeah.
The song we have here is Spending Time on My Own. This was requested by Mr. Ben Rameau here. And we'll go to a little break, play a couple of little ads. And
we'll be right
back.
Ciao, Bella. We'll be right back.
you get there really early, before everybody else shows up. Take like 30 bottles with notes in them, throw them into the water. Then I wait for everyone to come to the beach. When someone goes to pick up one of the bottles, I go up behind them. Because when they open it, inside there's a note that says, I'm standing right behind you.
Just for Laughs presents comedian Dimitri Martin, live in Vancouver. Don't miss Dimitri Martin Saturday, September 9th at the Chan Center for the Performing Arts. Tickets are on sale now at the theater box office and online at tickets.ubc.ca.
The Cream Library is looking for student volunteers to record textbooks for those who cannot use print at the university. If you are a UBC student who is computer literate with an ability to read university material aloud and you have a willingness to learn new techniques, we ask for a 2-hour commitment once a week. For additional information and to set up an audition, call 604-822-6114 or email crane.volunteer@ubc.ca.
Yeah, that's a terrible idea.
Hey, sorry. There we go.
We're totally ready for this. We're all here.
The best production in the business. We're back. Tristan, what's our show?
It's a radio pizza party. We have a random
what's
topic.
Your name?
My name is Tristan. You just
what's
said
your
it.
Last name?
Wheeler.
Thanks.
My name is Tristan Wheeler.
What's your middle name?
Clayton. You've thrown me off my train. Radio Pizza Party, nice we have back. A random topic every week or something.
That's good.
I don't know. We're messing with the format.
We're playing with ourselves.
We're playing with ourselves here. Yeah. We have a guest here, Mr. Miko Benrimo.
Benrimo.
We are talking, what was our topic again? Amusement parks.
Oh, yes. We were talking about amusement parks.
Amusement parks. Yeah. I am Tristan Wheeler Clayton. We are here with Mr. Jack Lamming, who's the other host.
That's me.
Hey, so these we are the two hosts. We got Miko. Yeah, it's fine. So before the break.
We got this guy.
I'm just here to fill.
Yeah. What were we talking about before the break?
Amusement parks.
And Norwegian shipbuilders.
Yes.
And Norwegian shipbuilders. That is true. They are very interconnected.
Yeah. Bob Dylan.
Bob Dylan made a surprise appearance.
Yeah, that was out of nowhere.
It was not even a call-in. He came into the office. He's in Vancouver. I do not know why he's in Vancouver, but he is in Vancouver.
On the break, he did a whole rendition of The Hurricane.
It was beautiful. I cried.
And we're like, oh, we should turn it? Nah, we'll just, nah, it's fine.
No. We didn't think you guys wanted to hear it. Like,
yeah,
obviously, we think that us talking about amusement parks is much more important.
Yeah, he knew. He's like, yeah, I got places to be, man.
Man, I'm playing a concert. You know what, guys? I'm going to leave like a Rolling Stone. Hey, somebody shoot me, please.
I want you. I better go because there's a hurricane happening somewhere.
Actually, four to be exact.
Someone's going to get framed for murder.
Murder.
It's going to be me.
Now that I do think of it, I believe that
it
may have not been Bob Dylan. It may have just been some random homeless person who wandered into the office. His name was Bob, for sure. His name was Bob.
For sure,
Bob. We do not know what his last name was, but his name was indeed Bob.
He may have just said, I want to be a fill-in. He wanted to fill in while I was in the bathroom.
And then we were like, oh, Bob Dylan's here. Okay.
And he's like, I want to be a Bob fill-in. And we just sort of rolled with the punches because he punched you in the face, right?
Yeah.
Yes. You have like two black eyes right now. He punched you multiple times.
He did both fists at once.
Yeah, it was. I felt like, hey, somebody called Mr. Floyd Mayweather because I just got punched.
Oh, man.
That's what he's famous for. Yeah.
He's saying, I punched you every time he punches somebody.
That fight was like a complete
joke. It's a lot
of
talking. It's a lot of talking in those.
Yeah. I don't know why. I honestly, for a minute, I thought McGregor was going to win. And then it was the second Mayweather was like, of course he won. He was 49 and 0 and a trained boxer.
Because the fight was, I don't know much about fights, but it was a boxing fight. One was a professional boxer.
One was a professional boxer, undefeated for like
ever.
10 years.
Like, no, more than 10 years.
Mayweather's
like
been
20 years. Yeah. He's in his 40s, and it's like 20 years he went undefeated. It's crazy.
Yeah. And McGregor has been in the MMA for how long? Like four years?
He's been in the MMA for a while, but he has like two weight class division titles. Or he did have two weight class division titles. So you have to hand it to him.
Yeah.
It wasn't even a terrible fight. I mean, it could have been a lot worse, right? it could have been absolutely terrible. It could have been like over and around because Mayweather just knocks him out. But instead, Mayweather decides to just play the waiting game, and it was kind of boring. But it wasn't a terrible fight. It's been worse fights.
Yeah. I think, I don't know why I thought McGregor was going to win an MMA fighter versus a boxer. His first ever boxing fight.
Boxing.
It's because 5 minutes before the fight started, they finally told McGregor, it's like, oh, by the way, Conor, you can't kick.
Yeah.
And he's like,
oh, wait, no.
What do you mean I can't kick?
I'm done.
Oh, wait, that was a British accent. He's Irish.
I'm done in.
Oi.
What am I going to do?
Skittily D.
I'm one of the lovable lads from Dublin.
Oi. Oi, oi, oi. I just want to talk about, hey, somebody call James Joyce because I'm a Dubliner.
So, that fight was amusing. Speaking of amusing.
Amusement parks.
Got him.
No, no, guys, forget the topic. That
joke
trifecta was. We have to end the show now.
All right.
We're sorry, guys. Bye.
It's been fun, guys.
We're gonna end about half an hour early. Yeah. It's been great.
Made some noise.
This is the
Jack Lamming.
This is the finale of a Radio Pizza Party. There will not be any more shows.
It's over.
We're all gonna go to Wreck Beach, take off all our clothes, and swim into the ocean until we can't see the shore.
And then swim back because it was so much fun.
Yeah, of course.
So what's up, Tristan? Like you got something to say?
I always got something to say, and you know it's never
worthwhile.
I reckon that what you have to say is going to be about amusement parks.
Oh. Have you guys ever vomited at an amusement park? Or on an amusement park property?
I'm not big enough to vomit on an amusement park.
On an entire amusement park.
I don't think I have. The only time I ever vomited in public was when I was randomly in Boston.
What?
Wait, okay.
Just because you were in Boston?
I like the choice of word of randomly. Did you randomly throw up, or were you randomly in Boston? Like, you just appeared there.
A little bit of both. I was around 8 years old, and I closed my eyes, and I was
like 9 or 10.
Yeah.
Did you throw powder down in a fireplace and go, Boston?
Yeah. That. Well, I kind of.
But he mumbled it, so he was in the wrong place.
Yeah. I would have gone basically anywhere else other than Boston. It's kind of like a place I can't go to because I'm from Montreal, and like.
If I wear
a Hab shirt there and I was 10 years old and people were literally yelling at me, go yourself. Montreal's terrible, you know, like
how rude.
And I'm like, okay, I'm sorry, I'm 10 years old, but it's also the time we were beating them. So I was like, hey, you too, man.
Yeah. You too, man. My favorite band. I love you too so much.
You too, man.
Oh, no, you too, man.
You guys listen to No Line in the Horizon. Good album. It was around then, right?
Yeah, basically.
Probably. Yeah.
You know, actually, I saw another funny story. I randomly saw Bono and all of you two eating dinner in Montreal.
No way.
What were they eating? Like,
were they eating normal
McDonald's?
People food or gold?
They were in a semi, not super fancy, but not.
They were
trash.
Dumpster diving. It was strange.
Oh, no, yeah. they were eating in a semi fancy, Swiss restaurant, and I remember
Boston Pizza.
Started by a Swiss man.
Indeed.
In Switzerland.
Basically, I'd gone out of the car. I was going to go see Rush that night.
Ooh. Today's Tom Sawyer gets eye on you. And the days of your days, he gets eye on you. Okay, so.
Yes. Thoroughly embarrassed myself. So I get out, and then my friend starts walking. And this is in the summer, so the window's open. And all of a sudden, he starts walking. I'm just there. I'm like. Is that Bono? And the Edge? And
did he wink at you and be like, shh, like kind of like, shh, you know it.
They're all in eating there going, yum, this buffalo chicken pizza is pretty good.
They have endless breadsticks.
Those are both very good Swiss specialties that you can find at your local Swiss restaurant, not Swiss Chalet, but Boston Pizza.
I'm loving it.
I got extra mayo on mine, Bono.
Ooh.
All right, Larry Mullins.
Mix it with the ketchup. It'll be very good, very tasty.
I don't want to believe you.
Oh, come on.
It's been a while since you've done a good bass beat, Adam Clayton.
Yeah. All right, that was fun. Okay, so you were in Boston. You're randomly
in
Boston.
No, he was in Montreal. Okay, he was at a Swiss restaurant, Boston Pizza.
No, I feel like we can wrap up the Bono story.
Yeah, Bono story's done. I saw him. I'm going to let him finish his meal, and I walked away.
All right. How'd you
Wait,
throw
you
up?
Watched him finish his meal?
And I was exactly like that. And yes.
On the window. Like the, when you blow on a window. Like
I was slightly drooling a bit. It was yeah. It was kind of disgusting.
Because that buffalo chicken pizza looked delicious, eh?
Oh, yeah. No, forget about you two being there. Grammy winners and whatnot. It was the very Swiss. Amazing Swiss buffalo chicken pizza from Boston Pizza.
My favorite.
So why did you throw up in Boston? I feel like we missed that.
I went to Dunkin' Donuts. That's why. I was on a road trip. I was young, and I went to Dunkin' Donuts. That's your first mistake. Don't go to Dunkin' Donuts.
I've only thrown up in public one time. I'm going to say my story, then you can say yours, Jack.
Okay.
Yeah, no, be quiet, Jack. Be quiet, Jack.
So I was at a science fair. I did good in the science fair, so I got to go to the bigger science fair.
Whoa.
Yes.
What was your first project?
It was the
sorry,
the same
project.
I was
just really bored by your story.
I made a magnetic train. I made a maglev train, like, you know, in like Japan and stuff. They have the trains that are on magnets.
Yeah.
I
so
made
you were running a train on the science festival.
Yeah, it was crazy. I only got third. The guy, don't even ask what the guy in first did. So I was up in Warfield, which is like 40 minutes away from my hometown, at the big science fair, which is like regional.
Oh, man.
And I was sitting there, and I remember... I was just standing there, and I just was like, like, there's no, I don't think there's any specific reason.
Were you on the stage? They presented a final project, you were on the stage, it just happens, and like projectile vomits on all the crowd.
Well, no, I was in like there's like corridors of the science, like the whole gym was full, so you could like, there was like aisles.
Yeah.
And then I was like, on the floor, and then I got rushed to the bathroom. I was in the bathroom crying and wiping myself off, and there was a guy in the bathroom, Jesus. And I just was like, I threw up.
Was it because he went to Dunkin' Donuts right before?
I did dunk a donut in something.
Was it vomit? And
then you ate it and then you no, it was up? Some. It was some salmon from a couple weeks before. So,
ew.
Oh God.
Jesus Christ.
I still feel like Dunkin' Donuts could do.
Who's Duncan?
Oh, Duncan. He's a mate of mine. He's really nice. Oh. He loves donuts, and he goes to Tim Hortons all the time.
Oh, Dunkin' Donuts. Yeah. Well, hey, so, Jack, when did you throw up in public?
When. Like last or just in general?
It's oh, God.
It's been more than once.
I mean, Tristan has one story. I have another story.
Tell
you got multiple
this.
Stories?
This wasn't quite in public, but when I
well,
when
that's
I was,
not the question.
Oh, okay, here's a story. I'm going to sound like a bit of a jerk telling this. I was in Cambodia.
Oh, you're in Cambodia.
In Cambodia.
Oh, Cambodia.
Oh, Whistler and Cambodia. Oh, very, very posh.
I had flown from Whistler. To Cambodia.
Whistler.
And I was still a young boy. I was 18. I wanted to be a big boy.
Right.
And I was at this bar. And there was this big bar where you can get, there's like a volleyball court. It was huge. And the bathrooms were in a tree. Like there was this gigantic tree fort, basically, what? With bathrooms in it. It was crazy. And there was a little bridge. And I was waiting for the bathroom. And I was like, you know what? I don't have to go number twosie. I gotta go number throozy up. So I ran past everybody in line. I went to the other side of the treehouse, and I just threw up all over the railing, like over the railing, not on top of the railing. That would have been gross. I threw up over the railing for like a long time. And then I threw up all night. And
like one of those gross. Family Guy scenes where it's just like,
yeah, it was like either that or Team America World Police.
Oh God.
Either one was correct. But yeah, and then I found out that I'd eaten like a bacon sandwich on the street.
In Cambodia.
Or wait, no, it wasn't Cambodia, it was in Laos. And it was
how Laos can you go?
I felt pretty loud that night.
You went to a little bit of an Arnold Schwarzenegger accent at the end.
That night was no fun for me. At amusement parks, though, I have thrown up. I'll admit that. Just have like you thrown up at amusement parks?
I felt nauseous from being like spun around, but never actually done the deed.
Done the deed?
Just throwing up at it. Okay, yeah. Whoa.
Never done the deed of the old vom.
Ah, indeed. Oh yes, the other V that we're talking about now because we were
youths.
We're just talking about vomit, guys.
We were youths at the time.
Youths,
get
youths.
Your mind out of that youths. Out of that dang gutter,
the dang gutter.
Oh, that was bad. My mother's calling me. Oh dear.
Oh, why don't we answer it on air?
Oh
yeah.
God.
Put her on speaker. Put her on speaker.
No, I missed the call.
No.
Well, we'll leave that for now. But yeah. I will tell you one thing. There is one ride at amusement parks that always gets me. That is the spinning teacups thing.
Oh, at Disneyland?
Not even at Disneyland.
I know what you mean. Yeah.
Just like the same thing.
Is that when you control the spinning?
What is the point of that ride?
To vomit.
I'm sorry.
Honestly, probably yes.
It's to teach kids consequences.
No. Actually, you know what? It's a perfect representation of life. You think that you're going to go have this great time. It's going to be fun.
Nope.
It's going to be easy. And you know what? Life come and just smacks you across the face because like, no, this is going to suck. You're going to throw up. It's going to be terrible.
Oh, man.
I, as a young boy,
yep.
I was like 13.
When you were a young boy. Okay, continue.
I went to the Peony in Vancouver.
The Peony.
And you know the one where, I think it's called the Scrambler?
I don't think I've ever been there. I know I haven't been there.
You're on a thing that spins on another thing that also spins. Like it's there's a gigantic arm.
Oh,
and then shooting
yeah.
off of that arm, there's two other arms that spin. And then
I have an idea
on the bottom of those, there's two seats each. And all three spin independently.
So there's points
where you get like flung through the middle.
Mm-hmm.
And depending on what side you're on and the weight of the people in the cart you're in, you can either have a really funny time where you're like, oh, this is so crazy. Or, oh my God, I'm going to die.
This is terrible. Yeah, Why did I do this to myself?
You get inertia'd by the other like people in the seat. I know exactly the kind of thing you mean.
And I was 13. I was such a little boy. I was like 5'4 and 90 pounds.
And your dad was like, I'm going on the outside. I'm crushing you, son.
No, my friend said almost the exact same thing. He was 6'1, 240.
What?
6'1,
13?
At 13?
He was a big boy.
He was a burly boy.
Big boned.
He was a big, beautiful man.
It's a bit more than being big boned. There's some other things that are big there.
And I'm pretty sure he stunted my growth from that. It was all.
If you've ever seen Jack, he's 3 feet tall.
I was 5 feet. 3 feet now.
Yeah, he was playing real life Mario Kart, got squished by a truck, and he's now just in between being a little person and a dwarf. So yes, it is a very interesting sight. Some parts of his body are squished, some parts are not.
It depends. Lower third, not squished at all. Middle
third,
not squished at all. Upper third, my head's 3 inches tall. It varies.
It looks like that guy from Beetlejuice.
Basically.
So what's up, Tristan? What you doing on that laptop?
Why don't we go to a song?
Let's go to a quick little song.
The song is called Heavy Metal Drummer. It's by a band called Wilco.
Wilco, more like Schmilko.
Wild,
name of their album. Ew.
Wild stuff, everybody. We're going to go on to Wilco now.
See you in 3 minutes or so.
Probably about 4 or 5.
See you in four or 5 minutes.
We got to take a break. We have important stuff to talk about.
Like Schmilko's. Bye.
Sincerely miss those heavy metal bands I used to go see on the landing in the summer. She fell in love with the drummer. She fell in love with the drummer. She fell in love. Shiny, shiny pants and bleached blonde hair. A double kick drum by the river in the summer. She fell in love with the drummer. Another than another. She fell in love. My body and move myself to dance in the warm liquid flowing glowing glass. Classical music blasting, mass ringing in my ears. Oh, I sincerely miss those heavy metal bands I used to go see on the landing in the summer. She fell in love with the drummer. She fell in love with another. She fell in love. I miss the innocence.
shimmering life prize. All I must do is create a diversion. What could distract people who love sports? Sports! Sports!
Sports!
Sports!
Sports!
Sports! Sports.
Do you find sports distracting? Feel the need to chant sports for hours on end? Then come on by the CITR station at the new sub to get involved. We do play-by-play, color commentary, audio production, interviews, and so much more. Only on CITR 101.9 FM.
Hey, well,
come
back
to
the
show.
I had the easiest part, though. I'll admit that.
Yeah, you did.
We're listening to
Radio Pizza Party, too, because we got our headphones on. Well, that's how radio works.
To Radio Pizza Party.
Oh, my God. Tristan, what's going on?
Oh, man, I can't even feel anything. No, this is Radio Pizza Party.
Hey, that's us.
Hey, I was wanting to make a little comment about the weather.
What's that weather like?
Somebody call arithmetics because here comes the rain again.
Oh, yeah, you made that joke earlier.
Here comes the rain.
Except you said Annie Lennox.
I know. I figured better if I said arithmetics. We are Radio Pods of Pizza Party.
We're Radio Pods of Pizza Pods Party.
We have...
A pizza.
So our topic for the day is amusement parks, because we're a couple amusing lads.
Oh, that's us.
That's us.
And we go to parks. We're amusing people, and we go to parks. That is all we're talking about. We're not talking about Six Flags. We're talking about us three amusing people.
Going to parks. We're going to go eat a park.
Or we're going to talk about Randall Park, that actor who played Kim Jong-un in The Interview.
Neat. I have an idea for a remote episode. Can we get some buds? Get a gang. Go have a pizza party in the park. Get the first annual Radio Pizza Party Park Party.
Radio Pizza Party. That is a very,
very amazing title for that event.
I think we should do that sooner rather than later.
The Pizza Radio Pizza Party Party Party.
The weather is not going to be on our side.
Yeah, we have to do it quick. It's the first annual Radio Pizza Party Pizza Party.
Pizza Party Park Party.
First annual Radio Pizza Party Park Pizza Party. There we go. We got it.
RPPPPP.
It's the RPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPP that's amusing. And parks.
Well, then Tristan wanted to say something about the weather.
No, the rain came again.
Here comes the rain again.
Yep. Rain came all over the place.
Gross.
John Fogerty's calling everybody in Vancouver. He's like, have you ever seen the rain? He's like, yes, yes, we have. We're not ready for it again.
And I'm like, have you ever seen Lorraine? Who's Lorraine?
I want to know.
You know, in Bad Moon Rising, there is a very common misconception that instead of saying there's a bad moon on the rise, he's saying there's a bathroom on the right. And in some concerts,
there's a bathroom on the right.
He's literally saying in some concerts, he will jokingly say there's a bathroom on the right.
That's amazing.
It's perfect.
And then he points and winks to the right because he just took a deuce on the side of the stage.
Yeah, basically.
He does that. He's notorious for deucing on the side of the stage.
John Fogerty, you're still wanted by the Vancouver PD for, in fact, taking a deuce on the stage.
Deucing on that stage.
Wrapped up like a deuce, a runner in the night. Same kind of genre.
Yeah, definitely. That's definitely what he does.
And another John, just not... Oh. Not the one that we were talking about. Sorry.
Hey, another John, if you know what I mean.
This show's getting so immature.
I mean, that's what would you expect from three individuals in the institution of higher education?
Exactly.
It's true.
Nothing but the most immature things
we're
possible.
Three school paper writers. What do you expect from us?
Seriously, I mean, you should not have high expectations, folks. If you do, then we are sorry that you wasted your time.
Leave. Please,
but we're going to continue having fun with this.
Leave.
Let's play a little game called...
What's that game, Tristan?
Would you rather...
Oh.
Would you rather wanna hurt me? Would you rather wanna make me cry? Would you rather wanna burn me? Would you rather wanna see me fly?
And that
I'm
is.
So glad a guest finally finds that funny.
Oh, yes.
Okay. Compose myself. Okay. Maintain professionalism here.
Yes, of course.
Oh, God. That was amazing. Was that Jack or Tristan singing about?
That was actually Larry himself.
The next Madonna, Tristan Wheeler.
Okay, so I'm gonna posit you guys a would you rather.
Yes, mm-hmm. posit me that rather, would you?
And you will have to, you know, we'll discuss it, and then at the end of the kind of round, you say which one you'd rather. Ask me questions, and I can give you answers. If you don't answer the question, and I pull one on you once you already answered.
Don't pull anything on me, please.
Just make sure you ask a lot of questions and you're very thorough, or else you might get the rug pulled from under you. So, the first question.
Your pants.
Don't you
pull them pants from under me?
Would you rather be a radio host with flair or a barista with no hair?
Barista with no hair.
Ask a few questions.
Okay. What do I get paid as this barista?
$1,000 an hour.
$1,000 an hour. Where do I live?
Jakarta.
Is it smoggy most of the time?
You live in a smog factory.
Am I allowed to
look outside now? Look at all the smog there's in Vancouver. $1,000 an hour. Yeah,
my main concern is sunburn. Am I allowed to wear hats? Because I'm a bald man, of course. Do I have no hair anywhere?
No hair anywhere. You're like the guy from
Can I pursue professional swimming?
You can pursue it, but you're not good at it.
Okay. What about running? I feel like runners would probably benefit from that too. Low wind resistance.
You can run, but it's Jakarta, so there's no good streets there. You can't find a good
buildings
place to
are
run.
Just touch each
it's,
other.
It's just too congested. Okay, wait. Going back to the other option. The other option was
a radio host with flair.
Oh,
making as a radio host?
-$30. So they're taking money from you.
Oh, that's like CSR.
Am I doing other stuff at the same time?
What do you mean?
Like, do I have another job?
Yes.
What's the
other job?
You are a barista with no hair.
How much do I get paid as this barista with no hair?
$15 an hour, so minimum wage.
So for every 2 hours I spend as a barista, I can afford to just sustain my radio career.
Basically, yes.
How many hours a day am I on the radio?
23.
I'm going to be the barista with no hair in Jakarta. That's going to be warm. Is there air conditioning where I work?
You have no hair. What does it matter?
Exactly.
Do you think all people with no hair are cold?
Yeah. Have you ever touched one?
The cold-hearted.
No,
but like, your hair, even if you have short hair, like that always causes so much heat. No, they got smart. No hair. Like, just breezing. Straight up breezing.
No hair anywhere.
Breezing. I'd be the barista with no hair because I like money. I'm a capitalista.
Hey.
Well, comrade, I am communist. not really. Maybe a little bit. So I will be the radio host with flair, who is also barista with no hair. There you go.
Hi, Dr. Nick.
Hi,
everybody.
So the Jack, you guys forgot to ask that when you're making $1,000 an hour, you can't spend any of it, and it goes right to charity. And then the radio host one, you also have no legs. So,
what?
I still feel like I want that.
No, you can't change your answer.
No, I'm okay with my answer. I mean, no legs, but you have no money, and I can use whatever money. Well, no, I'm actually making no money either.
All right, Jack, why don't you ask one of these questions?
I'd love to. Wow, these are really stupid.
I didn't write them.
Would you rather have
American, thank you.
You listen like off the mic, like, as nobody's here. Like, oh, that's really terrible.
Would you rather have 1,000 ants? I'm gonna guess he meant in your pants rather than on your pants, mm-hmm. or have 1,000 tiny Tristan Wheelers crawling on your head.
I'm sorry. Wait, 1,000 mini Tristan Wheelers crawling on
your head. Ask me some questions.
What was the first one?
1,000 ants in your pants.
Ants, A-N-T.
A-N-T-S.
Are these...
You don't have 1,000 of your mother's sister in your pants.
Or brothers. or father's.
All right.
My brother's sister is my aunt. Yes, of course.
Are these normal ants? Are they fire ants? Or are they those flesh-eating ants from Indiana Jones?
They are...
Ooh, when they eat the Russian guy.
They are a selection. There's a little bit
potpourri.
Of potpourri. Yeah, it's a potpourri of ants in your pants.
What's the like the ratio?
Can we change the Radio Pizza Party slogan to that? It's a potpourri of ants in
potpourri of ants in your pants.
I'm sure that's something we can do. We have control over. So how many percentage wise is bullet ants? Do you know? You know those bullet ants that feel like you get shot by a bullet?
I have had the privilege to never have to deal with those kind of ants.
Well, of the bullet ants that feel like you got shot by a bullet, it's between 0 and 5%, and that's as specific as I'm going to be.
Ooh, so not as bad as I was thinking.
But what did you think it was
I thought
be?
You were going to say like 30.
No.
I mean, I feel like still like 5% of what was it, 1,000? I mean, I feel like that's
going to be... That's 50.
A hefty amount.
I mean, you're not getting 50? Like shot with like a shotgun, but you're still getting like sprayed a little bit.
Yeah, you're getting...
Yeah. Ra-da-da-da-da with all the fire, like the bullet ants.
Ra-da-da-da-da-da.
It's respect on my neck.
Put some respect on my name.
So what, any more questions?
All right. So Tristan Wheeler's, does that apply to me,
it
myself
It definitely
as
applies
well.
To you. And it replaces your hair.
Oh, it's like Medusa.
It's like Medusa, but they can move around.
Are they like weird looking, or are they like creepy, or are they,
they
like
look
just
like,
funny?
They look like Tristan in his exact outfit right now, shrunk down and put on top of your head. There's exactly as many, so it's like standing room only.
That's kind of funny, though.
For those wondering, I'm wearing a Hawaiian shirt, a Joy Division shirt underneath it, and jeans.
He's a yuppie.
Yeah, obviously.
Basically.
Yeah, he's a yuppie scum.
Can they talk, and can you hear them?
You can hear them. You can hear them for 2 hours of the day.
And are they talking the entire time?
You can talk one each. You can talk to one each. Everybody else can hear them, and they all talk. Can you imagine 1,000 Tristans, Miko?
Radio Pizza Party. That's basically what it would be.
That's basically what it would be.
Basically,
like.
Exactly that. Okay.
Tristan, what do you think?
I'm going to go for a bunch of me's because I'm awesome.
Fool.
You know what? Just to be devil's advocate, I will take the ants because I hate myself.
You're going to take those ants? You know what? I'm going to take those ants too. Okay. You know why? You guys never asked if they're friendly.
Oh.
They are.
Ah.
And they'll make you dinner.
Oh.
Because
they're all human-sized.
I my pants aren't big enough.
For the first second, your pants explode. After that, they make you a nice dinner.
Hey, there you go.
A thousand of them.
They ratatouille that stuff.
Yeah. Well, that's been a
that
great
was Would You Rather.
Of Would You Rather.
Let me just play us out a little bit there. You know, a little bit of...
Ants in your pants?
You have to turn Ox on.
Yeah, I know.
Would you rather wanna make me cry?
The tension between you, me, and the boards is so compelling.
All right, that was what. And then to end the show, let's name it. And then me and Miko said we're going to do freestyle. So why don't we end
with
that?
Oh, God.
Can you pull up? Wait, I got to pull up the beat.
I already pulled some up earlier.
No.
Oh, God, this is actually happening. This is going to be embarrassing.
Okay, so Miko, the name
you just looked up rap beat on YouTube.
Yeah,
I tell you what, put on the beat, the instrumental of Mobb Deep Shook Ones Part Two.
No, I know exactly.
Okay, let's use the.
All right,
no,
because
yeah, I don't want you to choose.
It.
That's not fair. If you
mathematics,
choose,
yeah. mathematics,
no,
by
I got
it's not
one.
Fair
I got
if you
one.
Choose.
Okay,
Miko.
Okay, wait, we have
Make
to name
fire.
The episode.
We're
first.